Listening 2. Trade fairs in China. B. Listen and fill in the blanks.
Kexpo 2013. The 10th China ASEAN Expo. Kexpo 2013. The 10th China ASEAN Expo, co-sponsored by the Ministries of Commerce, Trade and Industry of China and the 11 ASEAN countries, as well as the ASEAN Secretariat and organized by the People's Government of Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region of China, is a grand international event for economic and trade exchanges that is held annually in Nanning International Convention and Exhibition Center, NICEC, Guangxi, China, which is the perpetual site for China ASEAN Expo. The Kexpo upholds the objectives of promoting the construction of the China-ASEAN FTA and sharing opportunities for cooperation and development. It has been successfully held for 8 consecutive sessions and yielded remarkable outcomes, thus becoming an important platform for the friendly exchanges, business promotion, and cooperation in various fields between China and the ASEAN countries. The 9th session to be held this year will become the focus of attention of business communities in the China-ASEAN FTA. Scale and venue. 4,600 international booths, including main venue, Nanning International Convention and Exhibition Center, 3,400 booths, 2,800 indoor booths, and 600 outdoor booths. Subvenue, Agricultural Exhibition, Guangxi Exhibition Hall, 600 booths. Subvenue, Light Industrial Exhibition, New South China City of Nanning, 600 booths. C. Listen to the passages about pavilions in the 2010 Expo Shanghai and write down the names of following pavilions.
With the Elephant Trunk Mountain covered by osmanthus blossoms as visual framework, the Guangxi Pavilion shows the beautiful landscape. Robots dressed in Zhuang style greet visitors at the entrance. The theme is demonstrated through various means to show local customs. The bronze drum image and phantom silk ball have a unique style. The Japan Pavilion is a semicircular structure, covered by a purple membrane material. Several antenna and caves make the pavilion a breathing organism, which expresses the harmony between the human heart and technology. The pavilion has been dubbed Purple Silkworm Island by Chinese people. The main structure of the China Pavilion, the Crown of the East, has a distinctive roof made of traditional dogong or brackets, which date back more than 2,000 years. The dogong style features wooden brackets fixed layer upon layer between the top of a column and a crossbeam. This unique structural component of interlocking wooden brackets is one of the most important elements in the traditional Chinese architecture. Dogong was widely used in the spring and autumn period, 770 BC to 467 BC. The Thailand Pavilion has been painted red and gold, among other colors, to create a beautiful backdrop. It reveals traditional Thai architectural features. The pavilion's mascot, Thai, a cute, friendly, and cheerful child giant, will welcome visitors at the entrance. There is a friendship clock on the roof of the pavilion, symbolizing the friendly ties between China and Thailand since a diplomatic relationship was established 35 years ago. The first World Expo came about in the United Kingdom and was then known as the Great Exhibition, held in the Crystal Palace at Hyde Park. This majestic metal and glass edifice was not only home to the extravaganza display of products from all over the world, but was also the iconic symbol of the World Fair, being considered one of the most beautiful structures in the world, until a fire destroyed it half a century ago. Now the United Kingdom has brought to Expo visitors a new version of the Crystal Palace, a dazzling cube formed by more than 60,000 slim and transparent acrylic rods containing seeds of different plants that were collected in a biodiversity project.